Lisa, understand there's some expansion of the pre-check at VWI. Tell us what it is, when it starts, what it involves.
So basically, a new TSA pre-check lane is going to be available at BWI Airport at the Concourse C checkpoint, and that allows passengers actually to have access to concourses A, B, or C. And the expansion doubles the number of locations for passengers at the airport to be able to use the TSA pre-check lanes. The TSA pre-check lanes also are available at the D concourse checkpoint. I know that a lot of people do get dropped off by the shuttle buses at the Concourse A, and that tends to have a pretty long line. And for a pretty short walk, you can go to Concourse C. And honestly, the walk is worth it for a shorter wait in line. So we would recommend that.
There's something about pre-qualification for this, or you need to apply, or it doesn't pertain to everybody.
Right. So basically, passengers currently passengers who are ticketed to fly out of BWI on American, Delta, United, and U.S. Airways should look on their boarding pass to see if it indicates that they're eligible for the expedited screening through the TSA pre-check lanes at the airport. And they would see something that says TSA pre-check on their boarding pass. Currently, Southwest and JetBlue don't participate, but we expect that those airlines will be in the TSA pre-check program in the very near future. So, again, if a passenger is eligible for the expedited screening, the TSA pre-check indicator is embedded in the barcode of the boarding pass, and so when the TSA officer at the document checker station scans it, then the passenger may be referred to the TSA pre-check lane.
How is it expedited? What is done there that... or not done, I guess, would be the question.
Gotcha.
That's not done elsewhere or in the other location.
The advantage of TSA PreCheck is that it allows pre-approved airline travelers to leave on their shoes, their light outerwear and belt, keep their laptop in the case, and also allows them to keep their 3-1-1 compliant liquids gels, which is usually the small size toiletry bag, in their carry-on. Otherwise, you have to take out your laptop, put it in a bin. You have to take out your liquids and gels and put it in a bin. Obviously, people are very familiar with the shoes, taking off the shoes. They'll be able to leave all that stuff on, and so basically it speeds their trip through the checkpoint. Now, while the passengers see that as a major convenience, we here at TSA see that as improvement in security. And the reason is because the people who are in the TSA pre-check program have provided us with more information about themselves, more personal information. And what that allows us to do is focus our attention on the passengers we know less about. And so in that regard, it enables us to improve our security.
And understand that there will be more on the way in a few weeks.
Right. We do expect that Southwest and JetBlue will be participating in the program in the near future as soon as their computer systems are able to embed the TSA pre-check information in the barcode of the boarding pass. And as soon as that happens, we know, especially at BWI, that we'll be seeing lots more passengers coming through the TSA pre-check lanes.